This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Former All-Star closer Joe Nathan signs a one-day contract to retire as a Twin, and he throws out the first pitch at Target Field. However, the visiting Royals are out to spoil the party.
First base coach in this case, and there's a fly ball to center, left center by Melky on the run to center fielder. He won't get there. It's down for a hit. It goes all the way to the fence. Kane rounding third. Mike Churchley waves him in. He'll score, and it's an opposite field. Double to the gap in left center. Melky Cabrera with his 72nd RBI, his second double of the night, and we're tied at two. And here comes the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a ball well hit down the right field line. That ball is... it's gone! It's a home run for Mike Moustakas just over the high wall and right. He has tied the Royals franchise record, which has been held by Steve Balboni since 1985. Number 36 for Mike Moustakas. And the Royals take a 5-2 lead.
He was even surprised that his record lasted as long as it did. Moss, a jolt into right center field, and gone into the flowers. Well, he was right on Dylan G in the second inning. He was right on Tyler Duffy in the third. This time he got a little more elevation, and the Royals lead 7-3 in the sixth inning. And congratulations to Bryce Carr from Spring Hill. That home run was worth $200. An error, a walk, and a hit batter has loaded the bases in the ninth inning. And now ground ball, base hit into center field. And the tying run is at third with two down.
He's staying with number one. He's not going with that slider at all, even though he has the advantage his way, 1-2. Alexander comes set and brings the pitch.
Swung on and missed. Game over. The Royals win it 7-6. Scott Alexander gets the save, and Kansas City grabs game one in Minneapolis.
Scott Alexander comes on in relief of Kelvin Herrera to pick up the save. 7-6 KC is your final. Melky Cabrera goes 4-for-5 with a run scored and an RBI, and Jason Hamill picks up the victory for KC. He goes 6 1/3 and allows 4 runs. Friday's win brings the Royals to within a game of the 500 mark at 66-67 for the year. Here's their manager, Ned Yost.
It's a big win. We needed to win this game. For him to come in that circumstance again and get us out of it like he did was just tremendous.
It's just become nails in that situation.
Yeah, well, let's just try to keep him out of it as much as we can.
We'll get to Jason, but Moose, big home run, obviously.
Huge, yeah.
Finally ties a record, too.
Right.
What was the reaction in the dugout after?
I think it was relief for everybody. You know, everybody's been pulling hard for him to tie it, and now we get to pull hard for him to break it.
And Hamill?
I thought Hamill pitched really well. The first three innings, he was really struggled with command, really struggled to get the ball down. Fourth inning, he just locked in and, did a great job of getting us into the seventh inning from that point. So, just struggled to get the ball down the first three innings. They were hitting balls far. We were making plays on them. But after the fourth inning, he was nails.
And the last homer really gave you a little separation.
Yeah, that really helped. That gave us a 4-run lead at that point, gave us some breathing.
Did you anticipate that might be an issue with Kel after what he was dealing with before? I mean, how close were you watching that?
Well, I was watching it, but, I was watching the velo, too, watching the velocity. And, the air started off the inning, then gets two outs, walks the number nine hitter, and then hits Dozier. And that's when I start thinking, all right, we better, keep an eye on this here. But the velo wasn't dropping. But I got Scotty up anyway, just in case. And then it just started getting more and more and more wild.
Is that a difficult one to manage because he's seemingly healthy and he's throwing hard, but you don't know when it's maybe going to just pop up?
It's just hard. You're one out away or really one pitch away from getting out of it, still throwing the ball well. If there was no outs or one out, it's a different story. There's two outs. He's one pitch. You just make one pitch and he's out of it. Just couldn't get there.
With Moose, he's been kind of banged up and just playing through stuff. How much has, I guess, he's shown you over the last few weeks to just kind of play through that and still be productive?
All the guys, all this time of year, they're giving it everything they have. They're giving their final push the last month, and it's going to take a broken leg to keep some of these guys out of there. They just keep competing and playing through all different kinds of things.
Mike Moustakas not only makes some Royals history in this one, but he's also now tied for fourth most homers in the major leagues this season with 36.
Total team effort tonight. We were able to put some runs up there, and towards the end of the game got a little close, and we're able to get Scotty in there, finish it off. But a phenomenal all-around game by all of us.
You have been linked with the name Steve Balboni for a long time. A lot of people thought you could be the one. We knew it was going to happen at some point. How much has that been on your mind?
A little bit. You see it, you hear about it and all that good stuff. But, we're all more focused on trying to win ball games right now. And, from top to bottom, we weren't playing very good baseball. And, tonight was a big, big win for us. And, get some momentum in this road trip and carry this on to tomorrow.
All right. I know that for fans, even broadcasters, those ninth inning moments can be nerve-wracking. I don't know what it's like for you guys, but what about Scott Alexander and what he has been able to do the last couple of weeks? The
guy's got ice in his veins. For him to come in and do what he's been doing for us, it's a huge pickup. And, we've been in those situations before in the ALCS and the World Series and all that good stuff, so we're used to it. But for him coming in like that and finishing off games, unbelievable. And, I think that's the second time that's happened, and he just does a huge job for us. And, we're excited when he gets the ball.
The Royals will go for a second straight win at Target Field on Saturday when Onelky Garcia makes his first big league start.